This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
A symbol of ours. In the name of peace, we gather here now. Oh Lord, please make these days of ours on this earth filled with peace.
Peace TV, the solution for humanity.
The victory. What is the path to victory and how can we be victorious as a Muslim Ummah? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He showed us how to be victorious in the Quran. And the reality of victory in Islam, it's not something that just comes without any effort. We are not going to be victorious as an Ummah if we do not follow the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have the correct religion. We have the truth. So why aren't we victorious?
Alhamdulillah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Brothers and sisters, as you've seen, this peace conference 2009, mashallah, has been so inspiring, so much happening, so much more to come. So please make sure that your friends, families, everyone knows about this so that we can expand even more, inshallah, with the help of Allah. The next speaker now I'd like to introduce you to, Sheikh Abdulrahim McCarthy. And he is going to be speaking on the path to victory. So just a little bit of a background information on him. He accepted Islam in 1994 and traveled to Sudan to study Islam. He relocated to the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia to study the Quran and Tajweed and the Arabic language. He was accepted into the Islamic University of Medina and enrolled into the Arabic Institute and then graduated from the Faculty of Dawah and Usul Ad-Din. Now, his experience, mashallah, is quite extensive. Now, between 2008 and the beginning of 2009, he was a British educational school of Khartoum, Sudan, where he taught. He was a teacher of Islamic studies, history, and boys' basketball coach as well, mashallah. He was also the head of Islamic Studies Department. He was a teacher of Islamic Studies in both Arabic and English. Other experience includes he was a da'i with the World Organization for Propagating Islam in Medina, Saudi Arabia in 2006. He was a da'i with the Nurain Charity Organization in Khartoum. Da'i also with Al-Mishkat Charity Organization in Khartoum, a lecturer at Welcome to Islam Organization in Khartoum. He was a frequent lecturer, Islamic Culture Association, University of Medical Science and Technology. Other skills include commanding a grasp of the Arabic language, ability to teach in both Arabic and English, strong leadership skills, mashallah, good with working with children and colleagues, and he studied and benefited from more than 100 different scholars, mashallah, and the brother's heritage is Irish-American. So without further ado, without boring you anymore with my long spiel, but mashallah, very extensive, Sheikh Abdul Rahim McCarthy, please join us, brother.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa usalli wa usallim ala al-mab'uth rahmatan lil alameen. Nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa ba'd. Today, my second public lecture, I can say alhamdulillah, it's good to be here. The first lecture I had, the Indian food, it got me, you know. So I couldn't really smile and I couldn't be myself in that lecture. So I couldn't tell you if it's good to be here because I wasn't feeling too good that day, but alhamdulillah, now I can say alhamdulillah, it's good to be here and like to thank the brothers for all their hospitality and all the brothers and sisters who have come out to this great event. And perhaps the topic that I'm going to talk about is very similar to the topic that was talked about by Sheikh Abdul Bari, or maybe one of them could be an introduction for the other. And he was mentioning in his lecture, and perhaps you benefited a lot, because he woke me up as I was waiting. I seemed like he was pumped up, so hopefully you guys benefited from him. And the path, we're gonna talk, inshallah, about the path to victory. What is the path to victory and how can we be victorious as a Muslim ummah? And we're going to start today's lecture, inshallah, tabaraka wa ta'ala, looking at the Quran and the understanding of victory, the fiqh of the victory, understanding the victory or nasr in the Quran al-Kareem. So the first thing we see in the Quran is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he showed us how to be victorious in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِن تَنْصُرَ اللَّهِ يَنْصُرْكُمْ وَيُثَبِّتْ أَقْدَامَكُمْ. O you who believe, if you support Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you support Allah, then He will support you and He will make your feet firm. And another verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, وَلَيَنْصُرَنَّ اللَّهَ مَنْ يَنْصُرُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَقَوِيٌ عَزِيزٌ. In this verse, it's impossible to translate because of the emphasis Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put on this subject with kidat in the Arabic language. And this shows us the importance of learning the Arabic language. And you can never truly understand the beauty of the Quran unless you know the Arabic language. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He puts emphasis, the ta'kidat with the noon, at-tawkid, and with the lam and all of this to show you and to confirm and to affirm that He will make you victorious. But He says, He gives the description of these people who will make victorious. Pay attention. The ayah continues. He says, subhanahu wa ta'ala, أَلَّذِينَ إِن مَكَّنَّاهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ أَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةِ وَآتَوَ الزَّكَاةِ وَآمُرُوا بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَنَهُوا عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. These people who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make victorious, these are their characteristics, that they are from the people that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them authority on the earth, they will establish the prayer. They will give a zakat and they will call to that which is good and forbid that which is evil. In this verse, it shows us the importance and the reality of victory in Islam. It's not something that just comes without any effort. It is not something that just comes without effort. A lot of Muslims today, they sit at home in their houses and they sit on their couches and they watch the news and what is happening to the Muslim ummah around the world. And they say, why is this happening? We have the correct religion. We have the truth. So why aren't we victorious? You see very clearly in this ayah, in this verse, that we are not going to be victorious as an ummah if we do not follow the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And being victorious as an ummah, we have to realize that it's not gonna come without hardships and without difficulties and calamities. It's something that's not gonna come easily. And you see this in the seerah of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is the most beloved of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to Allah. He is the best of all of mankind that has ever been created. And with this, look at the hardships that he and his companions radiallahu anhum and sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, look at the hardships they went through in Mecca. How many years did they stay in Mecca? And they were in these difficult times where the kuffar had the upper hand, and when they used to torture the sahaba, and where they made fun of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They called him a liar, they called him a poet and a magician. They wanted to kill him before he made hijrah alayhi salatu wasalam. They all came together to assassinate him alayhi salatu wasalam. And with this, and he is the best of creation. All of this, and he is the best of creation, subhanAllah. And then later, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened up Medina for the Muslims, the victory then came. And also it was not right away. There was the first great victory in Badr, and then the Muslims were defeated in Uhud, and then went up and down until the Islam was established all through the Arabian Peninsula, and in the Muslims and Islam had the upper hand. So victory is not going to come easy. We must realize this. But one of the beautiful things about us being patient and being steadfast during these hard times is that the enemies of Islam, the people who used to fight Islam, they will call themselves to account. And they will say, if this Islam, if this religion that these Muslims had, if it was not their religion of truth, why would they be willing to be so patient and go through all the hardships in order to practice their religion? And then they will start to search about Islam and look to Islam, and they will come from the people who used to be the enemy of Islam to those who will enter Islam and then become our brothers in Islam, inshallah ta'ala. The second point, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala points out in the Quran, is that the enemies of Islam, no matter what they do, how much money they pay, no matter how hard they try, that they will never be victorious in the end. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, يُرِيدُونَ أَن يُطْفِئُوا نُورَ اللَّهِ بِأَفْوَاهِمْ, that they want to put out the light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with their mouths. They want to blow it out. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to them, وَيَأْبَى اللَّهُ إِلَّا أَن يُتِمَّ نُورَهُ وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْكَافِرُونَ. In this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it clear that even though they want to put out the light of Allah, the religion of Allah, the nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that they will not be successful. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refuses except for to perfect his religion, even if the disbelievers dislike that. And also, if you look, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in another verse, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ, that verily those who have disbelieved, they pay from their money. Or they will pay from their money. Why? لِيُصُدُّ عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, so they can avert people from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَسَيُنْفِقُونَهَا, and they will pay it. ثُمَّ تَكُونَ عَلَيْهِمْ حَسْرَ ثُمَّ يُغْلَبُونَ, and then it will be for them a type of regret. It will be a hasra, a type of regret, and then they will be defeated after that. And as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَيَمْكُرُونَ وَيَمْكُرُ اللَّهُ وَاللَّهُ خَيْرُ الْمَاكِرِينَ, that they are planning and that Allah is planning. He is the best of planners, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So even though we see nowadays what the enemies of Islam, what they do to fight Islam, directly and indirectly, now all throughout the media, they call the Muslims terrorists, and Islam is the religion of violence and this and that, and that the Muslims do not respect their women. There's no women's rights. A religion that came 1400 years ago, when the French people were debating whether the woman was a devil or a human being. What is she? So this has been proven in the books of history. 1400 years ago, they're debating during the time that the Prophet Muhammad SAW, when he became a prophet in Mecca, during this time, they were debating, is the woman a devil or is she a human being? And what was their conclusion? That she was a devil, she wasn't a human being. And Islam came and gave rights to the women at that time. So now they try to spread all of these misconceptions about Islam and all of these false statements about Islam, and they try to fight Islam in every which way they can. But as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it very clear in these verses, that no matter what they do and how hard they strive, and no matter what they pay for their money, that they will never be successful. The third point that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran when talking about victory, and this is very important, when he said in Surah Ali Imran, إِيَّمْسَسْكُمْ قَرْحٌ فَقَدْ مَسَّ الْقَوْمَ قَرْحٌ مِثْلُ, that if you are wounded, or you are afflicted with being wounded, then also they have been wounded before you. And then he makes it clear, subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَتِلْكَ الْأَيَّامُ نُدَاوِلُهَا بَيْنَ النَّاسِ, that these are the days that we alternate them between the people. So these days, people ask now, why do the kuffar have the upper hand? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it very clear, وَتِلْكَ الْأَيَّامُ نُدَاوِلُهَا بَيْنَ النَّاسِ, these are the days that we alternate between the people. So some days or some years, they will have the upper hand, and then others, we will have the upper hand. And this is how it has been since the beginning of Islam, that sometimes, alhamdulillah, the upper hand is for the non-Muslims, and sometimes it's for the Muslims. And as we see today, unfortunately, the days we live in, they have the upper hand. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't stop there in the verse. He continued to explain some of the hikmas, some of the wisdoms in why they have the upper hand. وَلِيَعْلَمُ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَيَتَّخِذَ مِنْكُمْ شُهَدَاءَ, so he can know those who have believed, meaning those who have truthfully believed, so Allah can know the true believers. Because during the times of the hardships and difficulties, this is when we see the true believers and those who claim to be believers. And also to take from a shuhada, the best thing that could happen to a Muslim is to be a shaheed, to die for his religion, to die for La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. And how can we get this if the upper hand is always to the Muslims? How can we get this shahada if the Muslims always have the upper hand and we do not have to defend our religion? So this is from the hikmas. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, he made it very clear, وَاللَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الظَّالِمِينَ, even though they might have the upper hand, that Allah does not love the oppressors. So even if they have the upper hand, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not love them. And then the next verse after that, in 141, it continues when he says, subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَلْيُمَحِسَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَيَمْحَقَ الْكَافِرِينَ, so he can purify the believers and so he can destroy the disbelievers. These are all from the hikmas that we see and why the days are alternated between the haqq, between the truth, and between the batil and between falsehood. And yet another verse on this point, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تَهِنُوا فِي ابْتِغَاءِ الْقَوْمِ, do not weaken in pursuit of the enemy. إِن تَكُونُوا تَأْلَمُونَ فَإِنَّهُمْ يَأْلَمُونَ كَمَا تَأْلَمُونَ, that if you are suffering, then verily they are suffering as well. But the difference between us and between them, Allah makes it clear as the verse continues, وَتَرْجُونَ مِنَ اللَّهِ مَا لَا يَرْجُونَ, and you hope from Allah that which they do not hope. This is the difference between us and between them. The Muslim would love to die for his religion, would love to die for La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah anywhere he is, because he knows the status of the person who dies for his religion. But the non-Muslim hopes to live forever, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it clear in the Quran as well. And he's not willing to die. فَتَرْجُونَ مِنَ اللَّهِ مَا لَا يَرْجُونَ, you want from them, or you hope from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, something that they do not hope. They just want to be victorious and go back home. But the Muslim, he wants to be victorious as well, but he hopes to be a shaheed in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The fourth point that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran on the subject of victory is that he has promised us, وَعَدُ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, Allah has promised those who believe and do good deeds. And pay attention to these two conditions. And there'll be a third condition at the end of the ayah. For this promise to be, for us to be successful in getting this promise from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the first thing is the iman. And then comes after that, al-amal al-salih, the good deeds. And a lot of Muslims today claim to be Muslims, but they forget all through the Quran, And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions iman, belief, He mentions as well al-amal al-salih, the good deeds. And this shows us that Islam is religion of actions, not something we say on our tongues, something we have in our hearts. Sahih, it is in our hearts and on our tongues, but it's actions after that. And this is belief in Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises these people who have believed and done good deeds, He promises them three things here in this verse. لَيَسْتَخْلِفَنَّهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ كَمَا اسْتَخْلَفَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ, that He will give them succession to authority as He has given those before them. وَلْيُمَكِّنَنَّ لَهُمْ دِينَهُمُ الَّذِي ارْتَضَى لَهُمْ, and that He will establish for them their religion, the religion that He is pleased with. وَلَيُبَدِّلَنَّهُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ خَوْفِهِمْ أَمْنًا, and that He will substitute for them after their fear a form of safety. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and pay attention, this is the third condition. We mentioned before the belief and the amal as-salih and the good deeds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says here towards the end of the verse, يَعْبُدُونَنِي لَا يُشْرِكُونَ بِي شَيْئًا, that they worship me and they do not join any partners with me. Subhanallah. This shows us the importance of tawheed, of the true Islamic monotheism that our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam called to from the beginning of his da'wah until he was on his deathbed alayhi salatu wasalam. And that this is the core of Islam. La ilaha illallah. And those who claim to be Muslim and do acts of worship and offer acts of worship to other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are not from the people who have been promised these three things in this verse. And the fifth point, Allah shows us in the Quran that we are the superior, al-a'lawn. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to the Muslims, وَلَا تَهِنُوا وَلَا تَحْسَنُوا وَأَنْتُمْ الْأَعْلَوْنُ إِن كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ. Do not weaken or become saddened, and you are the superior if you are truly believers. So now, people might ask, how can we be the superior when they have the upper hand? And as we mentioned in the verse before that, that this is just something Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen for the days to be alternated between haqq, falsehood, and between batil, for some of the reasons He mentioned in the verse we mentioned before. But a Muslim always knows that he is superior. Even if the Muslims are on a weak stage, the Islam, it's the religion of haqq. Alhamdulillah. Islam is the religion of truth, and proof after proof, proves this to all of mankind, that Islam is the religion of truth. Even if you look at the scientific things that have been proven today, something that never could have been known 1400 years ago, and now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing in the time where science is very strong, He's showing the people the truth of Islam through sciences. And all throughout the history of Islam, you'll see the proofs that Islam is the religion of truth. So a Muslim is always superior. And the sixth point is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is our helper, and there is no helper for them. ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ مَوْلَى الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَأَنَّ الْكَافِرِينَ لَا مَوْلَى لَهُمْ. That is because Allah is the helper of the believers, and the kafirin, the disbelievers, there is no helper for them. In the battle of Uhud, one of the mushrikeen, he came and he started calling out the names of some of the Sahaba and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, is Muhammad from you? So the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, do not answer them. And then he said, is Abu Bakr or Ibn Abi Qahafa, is he from you? He said, don't answer him. And then he said, is Ibn al-Khattab from you? And he said, don't answer him. But Umar, he couldn't take it anymore. He wanted to say something. So he said, that means all of them have died. So Umar couldn't take it anymore. He said to him, that it is still left, ma yusuk ya adu Allah, that which you will find disliking, O the enemy of Allah. And then he started to chant A'la Hubul and to praise their different asnam, the different statues that they used to worship in Mecca. And the Prophet ﷺ told them what to say and repeat to them until he said, وَلَنَا الْعُزَّى, another one of the statues, وَلَا عُزَّى لَكُمْ. And then he said, say to them, to the companions, اللَّهُ مَوْلَانَا وَلَا مَوْلَى لَكُمْ, that Allah is our helper and that there is no helper for you. And the seventh point, when it comes to being victorious in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah mentions that He is with us. Allahu ma'ana. In the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Inna Allaha ma'al ladhina taqwa wal ladhina hum muhsinun. That verily Allah is with the God-fearing and those who are from the doers of good. Once again, pay attention. When Allah is with us and He supports us and He helps us and He makes us victorious, He mentions the descriptions of those who He helps. The first thing is that they are God-fearing. They have taqwa. And the second thing is that they are the doers of good. And in another verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَمَعَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. That those who strive for us, that verily will guide them to our ways, and verily Allah will be with the doers of good. Once again, those who are the doers of good, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will be with them. And in the story of the hijrah of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when they were in the ghar, when they were in the cave, when he was with Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu an, and the mushrikeen were on top of the cave, and when he said to him, لا تحزن إن الله معنا, do not be scared or do not be saddened, because verily Allah is with us. So if the Muslim knows that Allah is with him, he will not be scared. And when he knows that Allah will be with him and helping him at all times, also this will help him on the path to victory. The eighth point is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will defend us. Inna Allah yudafi'u 'anil ladina amanu. Allah, verily Allah will defend those who believe. And Allah said in another verse, وَلَيَجْعَلَ اللَّهُ لِلْكَافِرِينَ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ السَّبِيلًا. That Allah will never make a way for the kuffar on the Muslims. Here comes a question that a lot of people might ask. How can Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say that He will never make a way for them? Meaning they'll never be victorious and never overcome us. How can Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say this in the verse, and then we look at the situation of the Muslims today? The meaning of this is that we are an ummah. We are not countries with borders as it is today. This country and that country. We are all one ummah, one nation all around the world. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never give them a way to conquer us all as an ummah, even if some of our brothers have to go through hardships. And this is a test for them and a test for us to see if we will help them or not. May Allah help us in doing that. And the ninth point is that it's not always significant, the amount. A lot of people, they become scared of the enemies of Islam because they are superpowers and they can do this and that to us. But if you look in the verse when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, كَمْ مِنْ فِيَةٍ قَلِيلَةٍ غَلَبَتْ فِيَةً كَثِيرَةً بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ مَعَ الصَّابِرِينَ. How many of a small amount of people were victorious against a larger amount? And by the idhn, by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and verily Allah will be with the patient. So in this verse, we see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that a smaller group, how they can be victorious in a larger group, by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how many times have we seen through the history of Islam, for example, in the Battle of Badr, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helped the Muslims to be victorious, and they were a small amount, maybe one-third of the, or less than one-third of the amount of the mushrikeen of Quraysh, and they were still victorious. Even in the days we live, if you look at the terrorist attacks on Gaza a few months back, and this small group was able to stand in the face of one of the strongest armies in the world, who was with them and who was helping them? There's no explanation except for it was the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with our brothers as they were being attacked and bombed by these vicious terrorists. The 10th point that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala points out to us in the Quran is that the end of the enemies of Islam is that they will be defeated at all times. قُلِ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا سَتُغْلَبُونَ وَتُحْشَرُونَ إِلَى جَهَنَّمْ وَبِئْسَ الْمِهَادِ. Say to the disbelievers that you will be defeated and then gathered together and taken to Jahannam, and what an evil place of rest. May Allah protect us all from Jahannam. And the last point we'll mention in the Quran, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned to us that a reminder, when He said, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَنْ يَرْتَدَّ مِنْكُمْ عَنْ دِينِهِ فَسَوْفَ يَأْتِ اللَّهُ بِقَوْمٍ يُحِبُّهُمْ وَيُحِبُّونَ. A reminder from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when He says, O you who believe, whoever reverts from you on his religion, then Allah will come with a nation or with people that He loves and that they love Him. And this is a reminder to us when we do not implement our religion. For the religion of Islam to be victorious, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He does not need us. He does not need you and me. And if we do not implement the religion, then Allah will get rid of us and He will come with people who will implement it in order for the religion, His religion to be